Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We've been talking and praying this week about walking on the road with Jesus, with our resurrected Lord, recognizing what it looks like to live this resurrected life, to know the power of the resurrection, to somehow share in the death of Jesus so that we can share in his life. So we're wrapping up the broadcast part of the week, talking and praying today specifically about this resurrection hope. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. It says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." The Bible says that hope that is unfulfilled is, well, no hope at all. That faith is the substance of things not seen. The fulfillment of the hope that we have. And we have this living hope, this resurrection hope, because we've put our faith in Jesus. And we live life with a confidence. And the confidence ought to grow the longer that we live, because we gain opportunities to see God's promises kept, to see God's faithfulness to us multiplied. When we first put our faith in Christ, we acknowledge our sin, we repent, and we say, "I'm done with those, I need help by the blood of Jesus being cleansed. I've chosen to be immersed into Christ, to be buried with Christ." Our hope is born, real hope. And sometimes the enthusiasm of that decision fills us with a hope that, well, sometimes begins to struggle when the troubles of life come. Many times we weren't expecting those. We thought God would make things easier. And in some ways, that's true. But in many ways in this world, it isn't. In fact, there are times when our faith makes things more difficult. But God's desire and his plan in our life is that we would live with a hope in the resurrection. In fact, the Bible says that Christians, believers, those who have put their faith in Jesus, grieve when we lose loved ones, when loved ones pass away, when death occurs. But he says, we don't grieve like the world grieves, those with no hope, because we have a confident hope which has been placed firmly in Jesus. We've been talking and praying about this all week. The future is certain because the past was accomplished. The work Jesus did on the cross, paying the penalty for our sins, the work he accomplished in the grave, conquering death and rising up from that grave. The resurrection. The work he ascended back into heaven to do in preparing a place for all who would put their trust in him. because of all of that work, we have hope, a confident hope that the promised return of Jesus, the promise that he knows those who are his, they will not be forgotten, fills us with peace, with comfort, even with joy. And so we live not with a wishful thinking hope. I hope it snows tomorrow. I hope it doesn't. I hope it rains. I hope it doesn't. I hope we get ice cream for dessert. I hope we don't. We hope a lot of things in this world. And most of the things that we hope for, well, they're just wishful thinking. They're what we want. That's different than putting our hope in someone who is steadfast, who never fails, who always keeps his promises. That's faith. That's the assurance of things not seen, the substance of things hoped for. And as we walk with the resurrected Lord, he walks with us and he fills us with this living hope, a hope that will not, does not, cannot disappoint. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us what we need in order to be made right with you, in order to know the power of the resurrection. A love that fills us with a hope that cannot be extinguished. So God, help us to cling to that hope, to not throw it away, but to embrace it. And as we live with this hope in the resurrection, we live with a hope that we too will be resurrected from the dead should our body give up before Jesus returns. A hope that fills us with confidence that God knows our heart, our belonging to him. God, today, as we live life, as we experience sorrow and loss and all kinds of things that we did not anticipate, may we live with a hope of the resurrection. May we proclaim a hope of the resurrection, a confidence, the assurance, the substance. Father, at the center of that hope, may we lift up Jesus, knowing he can draw all people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. Just want to remind you or let you know, if you haven't heard yet, Sunday, April 12th, Brett Mitchell will be sharing God's Word with us, bringing an update here at our 10:30 a.m. worship gathering at 2730 South Ironwood Drive here in South Bend, Indiana. Brett and his wife are missionaries in the Philippines and been doing a great work there. And he'll be with us to share about a road of witnessing, and about the ministry that God has been doing in the Philippines. We'll have a carry-in meal following our worship gathering, and so definitely invited and welcome to come hear about the work God's doing in the Philippines and to join us as we share in a meal together. And just, if you can, bring some generous dishes, side dishes, desserts. We've got the main dish, some fried chicken we'll provide, but again, that's Sunday, April 12th, 10:30 a.m. here at the Deer Run Church of Christ. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.